Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Zarko Masalgia. He's the CTO of American Manganese. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Nice to be on the show.
Zarko, you're working on your demonstration plant. How are the operations going, and where is this taking place?
Yeah, well, it's taking place in the greater Vancouver area here in Canada. I just want to let everybody know that I'm stepping in for Larry this week to provide an update and clear the air regarding our recyclable demonstration plan project, because I know many of you have been patiently waiting for an update since our projected February timeline. We have made great progress, but really the elephant in the room is clearly our delay to provide an update. There's no point for excuses because we feel the pressure ourselves every day. And it motivates us to work twice as hard to keep moving forward. And really, there's nobody out there that's more eager than me to get things going. But with that said, we are working on the finishing touches of assembly, which we hope to have an update for next week. However, I would not interpret the delay as an indication of something negative towards our process, which is dealing with the limitations in front of us each day as we prepare for the commissioning test. However, I still consider ourselves very lucky to receive the equipment that we have, given the grand scheme of supply chain issues, increasing prices, and the market conditions have plagued many industries with unbelievable delays. You see it in the EV industry all the time, and microchips and whatnot. But although I would recommend you follow us on social media, because we do provide, we do have a little micro update. Such as the one we shared of our initial test run of our shredder, which is used to reduce the size of the large cathode-coated aluminum sheets that we've received into a much smaller, more uniform shape before it's fed into our pre-leach stage. That pre-leach is where we remove the cathode active material from the aluminum foil. There, the aluminum foil is collected, but the cathode active material, which is made up of that lithium, nickel, manganese, and cobalt, is what's extracted with our leach process as the next stage. But we also don't want to be operating blind. So what we do have, and what we have plan to do, is collect data from each stage to validate the same high extraction efficiencies we've seen on our lab at pilot scale, and refine our chemistry as needed. On the social media, we also shared a picture of our clean water system, which is used to ensure we're using clean water to produce the high purity products, because we don't want any kind of contamination. The battery industry is not very forgiving on impurities, and a dirty product requires more cost and energy to clean. But what's also, most important is our closed loop approach on the water use to further reduce our environmental impact, which really brings me to an important topic, because I'm actually really looking forward to quantifying these environmental impacts once we complete our third-party life cycle assessment with Minviro. Over the past few weeks since we announced this work, they have dissected and accounted every stream of our process, which will also be benchmarked with the environmental impact of producing the same products from mined materials and conventional recycling processes. And I think these LCAs, or life cycle assessments, will be critical and very impactful data for financing and project development, which will raise the bar for many miners and recyclers. But, with everything coming together, we think the recyclable demonstration plant will have a big impact and a big statement in the industry, because when it comes to hydrometallurgical processing, I have not seen many facilities with comparable capacities presently that have adopted a similar advanced hydrometallurgical processing method to recycle and upcycle waste lithium-ion batteries. I've said it before, but the nuances in the word recycling don't clearly differentiate between the mechanical shredding of a battery versus the chemical processing. And we're seeing a lot of the shredding right now in the industry, and what's quoted. Even now, the demonstration plant has been receiving, lots of attention with a few in-person and virtual plant tours. given to some third parties are both industry and financial related. And the excitement is there, you know, as it all comes together. And, you know, let's not forget that, you know, through the doom and gloom of these current events and market conditions, I think, you know, we are definitely in a growing and hot industry. You know, I had a firm share their battery materials market update report with me. And really what stuck out to me is how well metals and mining, clean energy, and battery materials has outperformed the rest of the market. You know, people who I highly respect are well-researched see these shifts, and it's really a testament to our $20 million financing late last year that has also given us great runway as we progress our project. You know, so in closing, we really think long-term, and we have continuously fortified our technology for this growing industry with a lot of deep-rooted work. And, you know, I hope to provide more updates in the near future. But yeah, I'll leave it there for this week, Jim.
Zarco, for people who are unfamiliar with American Manganese, what's the company all about and where are you traded?
American Manganese is a critical metals company. Our focus is on our recyclable process, which is the recycling and upcycling of lithium-ion battery waste to recover lithium, nickel, manganese, and cobalt. We are traded on the TSXV under the ticker symbol AMY, on the OTCQB under AMYZF, and on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under 2AN.
If people wanted more information, where should they go?
They can go to our website, www.AmericanManganeseInc.com. As I also mentioned, the social media, we have our Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, where we'll have those little micro updates as well.
Zarco, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure speaking with you.
I've been speaking with American Manganese Chief Technical Officer Zarco Maselgia. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on March 11.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.